Hey, Rock Movers, thanks for joining me today for this episode of the Rock Mover Podcast. Today, Mr. Deshaun Williams is joining me from South Carolina. Deshaun is a motivational storyteller, he's a speaker, a multi-published author, and a podcast host of his own. He's a mental health and suicide prevention advocate, and he shares his personal journey where at the ripe old age of 24 years old, this young man is on a mission to empower and inspire others to be who they were designed to be. Deshaun says that he's not a victim of his past, but a living testament of what can happen when you empower yourself and become greater than you ever believed. Join us today to hear Deshaun's story on this episode of The Rock Movers. Awesome. Deshaun Williams, I'm so excited to have you here, to have you share your story and just inspire us today. So thank you so much for taking time to be with my Rock Moving community.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, we are so excited. Everyone has a valuable story, and I know that my listeners are going to get so much value from hearing yours. So let's jump right in. And as I said in the introduction, you are a motivational storyteller and a speaker. And tell me how that came to be. How did you become this motivational storyteller at such a young age? Because you are just this adorable baby. I feel like I could be your mom. No.
So haven't always been this type of person. Mm-hmm. I used to be that person that was mad at the world, and I felt like I just didn't belong, and I always felt like I was an oddball, but it was kind of because of the hand that was dealt to me. Mm-hmm. And the hand that was dealt to me was actually kind of give the not so dark past of it.
There's always a dark side, isn't there, before the light?
There is.
Well, we're real here, so we like to know the truth, and then we like to see what you did with it. So tell me about those rocks that are that dark side. Tell me a little bit. Because we're not going to stay there. We're going to move on, but we're going to go there a little bit.
Right. So some of those dark spots or dark places in my life was when I was born. I was actually born with the last name of someone who was not my father. I've been abused and malnutrition by my mother at the time, mm-hmm. and having my half brother as well, trying to help take care of me. And he was about a year and a half older than I am.
Yeah, it had to be a lot.
It was. We were beaten for things such as asking for something else to eat, mm-hmm. or we're babies. And so we were gonna use the bathroom on ourselves. And we were beaten for those type of things, and we were placed outside in the freezing cold. But, like the biggest thing that ever happened was realizing that my brother knew who his father was, and me growing up not knowing who my father was. You go through 13 DNA tests and all of them come back negative. And the only one who could have possibly came back positive, he had committed suicide. So we never did go. His family asked that we did not probe. And my grandparents respected that. Mm-hmm. But I was taken, me and my brother both were taken by the state from my mother. And I was placed with my grandparents. My brother was placed with his biological father. And we both saw different paths. I saw a path where I was, you know, I wouldn't say I was given everything that I wanted, but I was given everything that I needed to help me survive.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an easy road, because when you come from the background that we came from, we were used to doing whatever we wanted to, whenever we wanted to, however we wanted to. So authority was definitely not my friend. And not many people know this, but I had a big issue in trusting women, because that's who the one woman that I trusted the most was the one that betrayed me the most.
Of course. That would make a lot of sense that would be how you felt. That's what you'd been taught. So knowing all of that about your past, how did you turn that around and find something good to share and make something good out of it?
I would definitely say, you know, I didn't start realizing the good in things until a turning point came in my life. And that turning point was September 2018. And during this time, I was going through a lot of things. A lot of things triggered me that kind of brought back the past. And I was sitting there thinking, well, maybe the world would be better off without me. And, you know, everyone knew me by my name. Like, nobody knew me by Deshaun. Everyone knew me by DeMarco Williams. And I was like, maybe the world is better without DeMarco Williams. And I tried to commit suicide, and pictures that were taken beforehand, I would say it was like this life-altering event, because while I'm in the hospital, you know, I'm seeing a psychiatrist, and they're telling me, hey, you struggle with major depression. You'll never be able to do the things that normal people do.
Don't you love it when people tell you you're never going to be able to do something?
Right. And those are triggers most times when someone tells you you can't do something. But also another big trigger came when they told me, it's like, your health insurance declined, so you have a $19,000 hospital bill. It's amazing how much a hospital bill can get in a week and a half. But when after I would get out of the hospital, I would actually kind of, the first thing they asked me was, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to do everything that y'all said I can't do.
That's right.
And, you know, that started with starting up a podcast, and then it led to writing books, and along that path, I actually became a supervisor, and I became the youngest supervisor in company history. Wow. So those were high points. I also became, I probably held a position more times than everyone that preceded me. And I only held the position for like 5 months. So that says a lot about how many supervisors we went through. But from there, I would also go to, on this podcast, I would talk about things that I've dealt with, things that I've done in my life, such as cheating and being a Christian and things of that nature. But, you know, I realized that I could help people on such a bigger level. And I was always told, hey, you're so good, why don't you become a coach? And I think the biggest thing about it, because over the past week, I've reflected over my life, I didn't become a coach because I wanted to. I became a coach because other people told me I would be good at it.
I love that. Say that one more time for somebody that might have missed that.
I didn't become a coach because I necessarily wanted to. I became a coach because other people wanted me to. But not just that. You know, when you go back and you reevaluate, it actually told me, like, over this past week, it's like, okay, I'm not a coach, I'm a mentor. I want to bring a change and I don't want to charge this amount of money. I want to make a change without breaking the bank. But, you know, the biggest thing that I've utilized was my story and just being out, getting on stage, and then from getting on stage to writing a short autobiography on my life after I decided, you know what, I'm not, like, the biggest issue is that, you know, I felt like my mom was going to take offense to what was said in this book. And I had to realize, you know, I've forgiven her, but it's up to her to forgive herself. But my story has power, and that power needs to be shared. That story needs to be shared to free somebody else.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And I think I know personally myself, I've held back from being really forthcoming about things that happened to me as a kid for that exact same reasons. I didn't want to, you know, hurt someone in my family, or what would my family think about it? So such a great word of wisdom there for anyone that, well, let's be honest, we all go through things in our youth, right? Like, that's when all of the formative things happen, is from birth to about age 15 or so. So many things form how we see the world, the lens that we look through, and just form the direction that we take. And some good, some bad. For some, it's a lot worse. So I love that you took something that could have destroyed you and you've completely turned it around and made it something that is book worthy and sharing worthy and podcast worthy and all the things that you do, Deshaun. So on our podcast, we call ourselves Rock Movers because we believe that the things that we carry in our lives can get heavy like rocks. But we learn that we get to take those rocks out and carry the lessons forward. What do you feel like the biggest lessons are for you that have come out of this evolution that you've taken to who you are today? What are the biggest lessons that you carry forward and use to help others?
I think the biggest lesson I've taken away from this is definitely, you know, nobody was truly holding me back. I was holding myself back because I was still holding on to everything from my past. I was allowing that to dictate my life. Yeah. I was allowing that fear and that guilt. And in all honesty, I had nothing to be guilty about because a lot of, like I stated, I was dealt a bad hand, but I still felt guilt. And part of that guilt was I had not fully forgiven my mom. And once I realized that I needed to fully forgive her, but also not be afraid of the unknown, I could go on and continue and start doing things that I never thought were possible.
Yeah. Like what? Tell me what you're doing now that at some point when someone told you, you can't do this, or you won't be able to do this, or this is not in your future, what are you doing now?
The one thing that sticks out about me that most people don't realize is I'm an independent wrestler. And
what?
Yes.
You did not tell me this in advance.
I'm an independent wrestler. Okay. I have been in that business for about I've been wrestling for a little under a year, but I've been in the business for about going on three years now. But last November, I was actually told by doctors, hey, you'll never be able to get in the ring to wrestle because I was going through physical therapy for bone chips in my hip. And going through physical therapy and everything. And the moment that they released me, I said, I have some papers I need y'all to sign. sent it in to the athletic commission, got the wrestling license, been wrestling ever since. And
so now tell me, where do you wrestle? Like WWE, like The Rock, or like Grecian wrestling? Like what kind of wrestling do you do? MMA? Like, what are you talking about?
So I'm on an independent scene in South Carolina. It's a city named Orangeburg. And okay. I wrestle in Orangeburg, South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. But we are actually trained to do like WWE type wrestling.
What? Wait, do you have your wrestler name?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you got to share.
My wrestler name is the initials are KMD, and what it stands for is Khalil Marcellus De La Rosa. Okay. De La Rosa is, I have to bear with me because I didn't realize this until after I did the gimmick. to the Dominican Republic does not have a prince, but my gimmick is I am the Prince of the Dominican Republic. And I am not a good guy. I'm actually a bad guy in wrestling.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because most people would think that I would do so good as a babyface, but mm-hmm. I do so much better as a bad guy. And the interaction that I get with the fans and with the kids, it gets them to hate me even more. And I'm just like, yes, I'm doing my job.
I love it. So you get to kind of, I'm envisioning this happening. I'm envisioning that you get to kind of release some of these like pent up emotions from all the past. Like you just get to be as bad as you want to be and just like act like the evil Dr. Dredd or whatever in the, the arena or in the ring, not arena, ring. Oh my gosh. Right. Okay, Deshaun, I did not know this about you. You sprung this on me. This is absolutely fantastic. So in addition to all of the amazing things that you're doing for others, helping them move rocks, helping them see opportunities and not hold on to things, not hold on to the weight of their past, you are inspiring others with entertainment and athleticism in the ring as a wrestler. This is so crazy. I didn't expect this twist today. You really turned it on me. You got me.
Yeah, I don't normally tell most people that because most people are like, how do you tie that in with everything else? It used to be part of my personality. So I used that part of personality and I just used it in the ring.
So you're a wrestler, you're a speaker, you're a motivational, you're an author. What is your favorite thing to do?
Believe it or not, my most favorite thing is probably watching CSI Miami though. Because I like David Caruso, who mm-hmm. plays Lieutenant Kane.
Okay.
And it just gets me because, you know, they start off the show and then he makes like this bad pun and then puts on the shades and then they go to the opening credits. I'm like, see, this is something that I could do. And
so you're gonna embody that in your wrestling, in your gimmick.
So
get you some cool shades.
I have some. I just don't use them as much anymore.
Okay. So all of these amazing things, and you've absolutely turned lemons into lemonade for your life. What's next for you?
I think the next thing for me is definitely getting this nonprofit organization that I helped co-founded.
Mm-hmm.
Getting this.
So we haven't had a chance to talk about that. Tell us about the nonprofit.
So the nonprofit is called Hope in Heart, and it's based in South Carolina. It's me and my other co-founder, who is also a wrestler and a confidence coach. We both founded it together. I'm the executive director. She's the product manager. But what we do is we raise awareness on mental health and suicide mm-hmm. prevention. And, you know, it has definitely been a, I never thought that starting a nonprofit mm-hmm. would be a lot harder than starting my LLC, even though the nonprofit goes under, it was originally going to go under my LLC. And then I was like, nah, it's going to get its own LLC. Mm-hmm. And so we were originally supposed to have an event on October the 8th. We got pushed back because the ticket sales, it kind of, you know, we planned it last minute. We tried to push ticket sales last minute. One thing I have always learned is never spring anything on someone last minute. So we're pushing this out till March of 2023, mm-hmm. Where I'll be speaking. And where she'll be speaking, then another. So we have three wrestlers speaking at this event.
Okay.
One is telling his story for the very first time. I'm talking about why your story matters. She's talking about confidence. And then we're trying to get a guest speaker on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this will be a 4-hour event where we have light refreshments, but she'll be able to sell from stage. He'll be able to sell his wrestling merchandise. And I plan on having a stack of books that I can autograph and sell at the event.
Okay.
But
so what can people that attend expect to learn? What are they going to get from this event?
People that attend this event, they can definitely, they can, from me, they'll get to understand why their story matters and why it needs to be shared, and mm-hmm. And how to take the attention off of yourself so that your audience can be at the center of the story, so they feel like they are going on that journey.
Yeah.
From my colleague Elaine Bridges, she'll be talking about the importance of confidence and not just personal branding, but also confidence in your everyday life.
Yeah.
And then my friend, we use his wrestling name because I cannot pronounce his last name. So Ace Harris.
Uh-huh.
He'll be sharing his life story. So me and him kind of tie in together.
Okay.
But he'll be telling his life story about how he actually wrestling was like a safe spot for him. It made mm-hmm. him feel safe at all times. Because me and him kind of have similar backgrounds.
Okay. Well, I love it. Well, thank you for sharing your event with us. I'll make sure to get the links from you for that event. Do you have a website or a landing page set up for it?
I do not. I'm actually in the process of getting everything set up.
Good. Well, we can add the link when you get it. We can always go in and add it, but we'll make sure that they have your social, they can follow you. And for anyone that wants to connect with Deshaun and have him on as a guest, or just connect and learn about his story, his books, we'll make sure that they have those resources. But what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to contact me is probably Facebook, because I stay on Facebook longer than I would like to admit.
Okay, so finding you on Facebook, and what's your Facebook profile name? Is it under Deshaun Williams, or how's it listed?
It's under Deshaun Williams.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, one last question. And this is just, you know, if you could change anything about your future and you could just blink your eyes and make it happen, what would it be?
One thing about my future, if I could change it, I would definitely be married right about now. So definitely having a family by the time I turn 30.
Okay. Well, single ladies, if you're out there and you're interested, what is your KMB KMB?
KMD.
KMD. Oh, yeah, that's right, De La Rosa. So KMD is single and ready to mingle, and he is ready for a wife. So we will we'll start taking applications for brides for you. No, I'm just joking. You may have a girlfriend, and she's probably going to hate me. But we are so excited to have you on the Rock Movers. Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing your story, for the positivity that you bring into the world, and just the energy that you bring into a room, and all that you're doing to help with mental health awareness, and just helping people see that there's a reason to be here. There's a reason to keep going, no matter how hard it's been, to keep looking forward, because the future's brighter. And yes, I just appreciate you being on here, and thank you for trusting me with your story. I am so honored to share it. And we will make sure that everybody has links to connect with you, and we will get your story out to the masses and make sure that they can come see you in March.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Deshaun.
Yeah.
Okay, I warned you before the episode, Deshaun had some secrets up his sleeve, and I did not expect him to be a wrestler, but that was such a fun episode, and I love that podcasts bring us together with people that we wouldn't have met otherwise. Deshaun is that person. I just want to thank him again for being our guest today. You can find Deshaun Williams on social media, anywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at It's Deshaun W. Thanks again for joining us for this episode. And as we wrap up 2022, prepare for a new year, I want to invite you to lean in and let's get to know each other better. I'm going to be offering some new events, a retreat, a mastermind. Some amazing things are coming to my world, Coach Karen Gray world, over on my website. So please follow me over there, or follow me on social media. You can find me anywhere at Coach Karen Gray. Primarily, I hang out over on LinkedIn or Facebook, but I am on Instagram. I just don't check that one as often. So LinkedIn is really where I live. Would love to have you connect. And I want to know you better. How can I support you? What kind of guests do you want to hear? What kind of stories? And if you have a rock moving journey of your own that you would like to share with our rock moving community, then by all means, contact me at Karen at CoachKarenGray.com. It's been a fabulous season 3. We have a few more episodes, and then we're launching into season 4 coming soon. So like, follow us, subscribe over on my YouTube channel, Coach Karen Gray, and I want to get to know you better. It's been fabulous. 2022 has been great, but I know 2023 is going to be even better. Let's keep moving those rocks.